Philippians 2, 3 and 4. Let nothing be done through strife or vainglory, but in lowliness of mind let each esteem other better than themselves. Look not every man on his own things, but every man also on the things of others. This is a big ask. We are selfish people by nature. The power of the Spirit must equip us to live in this way, thinking of others first. Previous verses urge unity among believers, and this unity would no doubt be accomplished if each person were unselfish and caring in this way. It is pride that causes contentions and strifes among the brethren. We believe we are right and stand up for ourselves, looking to get our own way. But this does not lead to the kind of unity or ministry effectiveness that this passage commands. It is only when we begin proactively thinking of, praying for, and giving ourselves on behalf of other people that the church begins to work as God intends. I wonder if we will think of ourselves or others most often today. Philippians 2, 3 and 4. Let nothing be done through strife or vainglory, but in lowliness of mind, let each esteem other better than themselves. Look not every man on his own things, but every man also on the things of others.